Joining me right now on the phone is a very special person who's been through a whole bunch with her daughter, a young girl that I've had a chance to get to know and fall in love with over a number of years at the Stollery Children's Hospital. It's Heather Forsyth. Heather, there's something very special happening. Some wonderful people in your life are trying to make happen anyway. Is that right?
Yes, very much. My cousin has worked very hard and has set up the page for us. So, yeah.
Now explain, I mean, Piper, we've gotten to know her over the years at the Stollery Children's Hospital, and maybe just kind of explain the road that she's dealing with and then the road the two of you are dealing with together.
Absolutely, I can do that. So Piper was born with spinal muscular atrophy, and basically what that is the your cells in your spine tell your nerves to tell your muscles to move, and with SMA, those cells slowly die off, so it causes your muscles to weaken and atrophy over time. And of course, you need your muscles for everything, eating, breathing, sleeping, everything, right? So as she's been getting weaker, she can't hold up her head anymore. So I do a lot of carrying every day, a lot of lifting. The bathroom is a big issue for us. I can't renovate a bathroom where I am. So that's really the big one for us. You know, things like she can't wear a coat in the winter, so we wrap her up tight in some blankets. Try and keep her warm. Yeah. Sorry, it's just really hard to talk about.
Yeah, no, and I understand. Of course it is. And how old is she now?
She's going to be 14 next month.
And so, I mean, yeah, the challenges are just, like, literally just keeping her well. I mean, it would be a full-time job, which is unfortunately not something you're able to do because you also have to find a way to make a living and survive, right?
Yeah, just the goal really for Piper is I want to keep her as healthy as possible, try and keep her out of the hospital, and keep her happy.
Yeah, you know, and that's what we all want to do. And so, again, this GoFundMe page was set up, and these GoFundMe pages are set up all the time. We get a million requests to help get the word out. But I mean, you know, again, I feel like I know this young girl personally. Heck, I mean, just last year, you guys made a Sheets Cool Bus for her Halloween costume. So
we
I mean.
Did.
Yeah. And so we really, really want to be able to help if we can. So there's a GoFundMe page going on right now. A significant amount of money needs to be raised so you guys can move out of your mobile home that you're currently in, which just doesn't really work for her for obvious reasons because of her limitations, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
And I can't put any lifts in my mobile.
Yeah.
They said they can put a lift in my bathroom to lift her out of the tub, but then it would stop at the doorway. Mm-hmm. So I would have to drop her wet into her wheelchair. So because of her limited muscle, she wouldn't be able to hold herself comfortably in her wheelchair, and then she would have to drive out wet so we can get her somewhere where we can get her changed. So it's just not ideal.
Right. Okay. So, and again, you're doing this alone, right? Basically.
I am.
Yeah.
Which
makes it even more of a challenge. So, so there's a GoFundMe page right now. It's really simple to find. I'll just Google Piper's Home Fund at GoFundMe. If people can help out, that would be awesome. Again, there's a giant goal that's hopefully needs to be raised so then you guys can find a way to move into a home that's built for Piper, and then you're able to make the payments and make that all work out, right?
That's right. That's the goal.
Again, we're going to do what we can to help get the word out, and you just never know when and if these things do take off, but I know that there's been some money given already, and each and every one of those dollars is really appreciated, obviously.
Absolutely. It is. You know, some people I know, some people I only know a little bit, some I don't know at all. And I thank them all for having such big hearts.
Yeah, no, it's a beautiful thing. You can check it out right now. GoFundMe at Piper's Home Fund. It's that simple. Help Heather and Piper get into a home that is going to be way more realistic. And like you said, all you want to do is just make her healthy and as healthy as possible and happy and out of the Stollery is a wonderful place, but you just don't need to spend any more time there, do you?
That's right. That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. All right. Well, we're going to do what we can and people can go there right now.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.